croon, all I could eat. And they were ones I'd caught, and they'd put them in the deep freeze. And one morning I went down there, and one of these steel traps was tripped, and we've got five sheds down there for fire. They built with the corner off and light off. And this skunk had gone up in there, and I just reached over there and pulled a chain. That's where I'd caught some possums. I reached over there and caught the chain and pulled it out there, and there's a skunk. And he learned two or three pair of clothes for me. Before I got through with him. I had them things, I put them out there in the garage and aired them, and you get it out and bring it in the warm room, and there was a scent.
Comes right back. Do you ever call them polecats when you were...
Polecats. Polecats are skunks.
When you speak of coons and skunks and rats and all of them together, how would you describe them? Would you call them varmints?
I'd call them varmints. A coon. I caught a coon down there, and he jumped over in a little bin we had for putting oats, filled up with oats to feed the sheep when we had sheep down there. And he had jumped over in there and fell. I had the trap, a steel trap, was set in a big old wagon down there. And he had fallen over there, and it's dark. And I just, there was a baling wire to extend it for him to get up there, so he wouldn't, and fall over, so he couldn't get to himself. They'll eat the leg off sometimes. And he started on me, and I had a pair of gum boots on, and he tore them off of me.
He really fights.
And stout, and I finally knocked him off, and he fell and got on a little, I've got a little hurdle across there that I can step over the hall going in there. And he got on that, and I grabbed, I had a hickory stick, and I grabbed that and hit him, and thought I'd killed him. I hit him hard across the back of the neck. And I put him in I got him out of the trap and put him in a sack to carry down to the woman. And when I got down there, I told her I had another coon for her. I could see him breathing in that sack as if it was moving. I said, he's not dead, and you better not mess with him. I was as bloody as a hawk. Bit the end of my finger off, split this thumbnail.
Really fighters.
Teeth, and they've got some good teeth too, I tell you. He just hurt me. My legs was just tore up.
Really?
I was telling a fellow painting the house here. Hey, that's been a year or two ago.